Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Ms. Roxanon, and welcome back to my thoughts. I don't want to do anything today, so I'm procrastinating doing this podcast. We love it. So I am in a funk again. The past couple podcasts, I haven't really been in a funk, but today I'm in one kind of bad. Because today's the last day of March, right? I've been very good about saving money this month. I have not been spending a lot of money because I had to pay taxes this month. So I want so badly to be in the green this month, or in the black, or whatever you want to call it. I want to be in the positive this month. I'm so close, though. I am trying not to spend any money. So I'm not going anywhere unless I absolutely have to. So, I Ubered a little bit yesterday, and I did pretty decent, so I wasn't trying to work today, really. I was thinking about it, but then I was like, I think I'm good. So, I decided not to do anything today, and so I have only washed sheets. I did the first half of the Pretty Little Liars podcast that I'm working on. And I do a full season episode. I'm not one of those people that do one episode then talk about it for 45 minutes. I'm not doing that. I'm just doing like what the Wikipedia description says and then what I remember from the episode and my rating. That's typically what I do. So, yeah. There's that. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this. I have a Spotify follower on here. So that's pretty cool. And apparently I got 4 views in the past 30 days, which is also pretty cool. So, hooray for that. I don't know who's listening, but thank you so very much. I appreciate you so much. And so, also, I can't remember if I said my other podcast. I finished Spare. Finally finished that book. And I was like, I kind of don't want to read right now, even though I got like a shit ton of books to read. I might start one book, but it might be like a fiction book because I don't know if I can do another nonfiction book back to back. Also, my mom really wants me to read this book called The Energy Bus, which is like a self-help type book because she knows I've been in a funk for like a while, but I've been doing better, but I just recircled to that. So there's that. Also, I did 17,000 steps yesterday. I felt good about that, but am I going to do anything today? Probably not. So my stomach also did get kind of upset, but that was probably my fault because I had fettuccine 3 days in a row from Pasta Rani. I only had one box per day. So, and then also had a shit ton of cake. I bought a cake. I don't know why I even bought a cake, but I did. Like, never go to the store hungry. Never do that. I'm sorry, I'm very tired and very sleepy. So, if you want to hear something very hysterical, I can't find my sheets at all. I got like 3 pairs of sheets. I don't know where any of them are. I really don't. So, there's that. And then, what else is happening? So pretty much 11 days until Lent is over. Technically, it's the 10th, technically. But I count Easter Monday for some reason, so I can go back to I'm going to make my donation on Tuesday. So still got 11 days to get rid of several items. So, because I said, usually people like give up like a particular thing for Lent. Usually for me it's like Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is. That's usually what I give up. But since I'm trying to literally post every day this year on Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff, I was like, I'm going to keep doing that. So I play Candy Crush on Facebook. So that's kind of only reason why I use it. So, yeah, I decided, same thing I did last year, like, I'm going to give a weigh 40 items of either clothing or just stuff I'm not using anymore. So that's what I said I'm going to do again this year. So, and I did go over a couple of things, but I think I might just keep that between me, myself, and I for right now. Yeah. So I'm excited for Lent to be over just a little bit so I can go ahead and make the donation. I think I got like 7 or 8 items, so I need like at least, I'll say like 35 more because I'm not 100% sure. So yeah, there's that. So I'm going to do that today and just kind of get rid of some stuff. Like, I bought this shirt. Like, I think I actually did talk about this in the last podcast, so I'm just going to reiterate. I got this shirt. When I first tried it on, I kind of liked it. It was like neon green. I kind of liked the feel of it. But when I tried it on the other day, my body just said, absolutely not. You are not doing that. You're not wearing that. It felt freaking weird, and I was not into it at all. So I just decided to get rid of it. I just want to go off like, does this part joy? If not, it's getting the hell out of my closet. And I might get rid of some DVDs, honestly. I kind of want to go to the pawn shop and just see what I just give away. But like, same time, I could just donate it. But at the same time, I kind of want some money. So I might just split down the middle and just give like half to donations. And the other half I'll take the pawn shop. Like, hey, what can you give me? And just kind of do that. So I don't know if they even take DVDs or Blu-rays or what. I don't know. And honestly, I'll probably get like $4 per thing. I'm just like, damn, that sucks a lot. So there's that. So also, I really do need a paint. Going back to money issues. Okay, so I've been doing really, 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 really well saving money, right? By no means rich AF or anything, but I've just been doing good. Like, I'm trying to plan a couple trips, and I almost bought Kelly Clarkson Vegas tickets. And I was like, it said like $99, so that's a great deal. It's a fantastic deal. So I was going to purchase 2 tickets. And then all of a sudden, it was like almost $600. I was like, what the fuck? Why was it almost $600? And then I went back and said $199. I was like, excuse me? Excuse me. Are you joking? Are you joking? And then, like, I saw these really 2 tickets I really, 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 really wanted. But it was like it was like almost $1,200 each. I was like, I think I'm great. I think I'm fine. So I started thinking like, and also, do I really want to go to Vegas in August? The hot as hell over there. So I was like, I'm not doing that. So I opted out. I really wanted to go because it was just the last concert. No, that's not true. It was Gwen Stefani. It was the last concert I went to. I was just like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to spend that much money. I was like, no, thank you. I'd rather put that money towards a shed/storage unit thingy that I want to put in my backyard. And then I started thinking, like, a 10 by 10 is actually kind of small. If I'm honest, I also want, like, a 14 by 14, I think. I don't know. I started thinking, I was like, that shit's kind of small. Like, it honestly is kind of small. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, to be honest with you guys. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I feel like I'm frozen in, like, making a decision, and I really don't like it. I think it's inherited because, like, my mom does that sometimes, but my grandparents used to do that all the time as well. They just kind of, like, they could not make a decision. Like, I'm a little bit better about making a decision, but pulling the trigger, that's a different issue sometimes. Because, like, also, like, you know, you need money saved up for things. So, yeah. It's just kind of annoying, to be honest. It really is. I don't know why I started singing. That's stupid. Also, I need to check out the new music that came out today. I have not done that yet. Also, I have not updated my blog or anything. I'm very behind on a lot of things. And I'm so annoying. But I am. So there's that. I am so tired. Excuse me, I've been up since like 7. It's like 2:25 right now because the stupid train woke me up again and I'm over it. And so part of me is like, oh, I should just Uber this morning or go work out or something. No, I'm not doing that. Not doing that. I do need to go to the gym though. I'm gonna start tomorrow. Tomorrow's April 1st. Ha ha ha. April Fools. But I am gonna try and go, honestly. Actually, I want to cut on my Uber app super fast. I want to see how busy it is. Because someone said something, there was like a like event, something happening. And I was like, I think you're lying. And I think they were. So I don't see anything. So we're not worrying about that right now at all. So I'm just super exhausted and I just kind of don't want to do anything. I just want to vegetate for a while, like a long time. But there is some stuff I do have to do. I just don't want to do it. That's all. And also, so going to TikTok, I finished State of Georgia and I started Young and Hungry. One did pop off, so I got 2,000 views. I'm very happy about that. But I think I lost like, I keep losing followers and gaining followers. So I lost like, I think like 5 or something. I cannot hit 10,000 to save my life. I literally just cannot do it. It's so weird. It's a weird ass threshold that I'm not here for. So I hopefully can continue to get a little bit more traction on that. Just a little bit. Because I don't want to screen record on my phone or whatever and then upload it that way. That's gross. So there's that. I do keep increasing little by little on my Reacts one. Almost at 200. Like I'm at 185. I'm only at like a 31 on my other one, just for filters and shit. But that's popping off on Clapper, which is hysterical. I almost at 50 followers on Clapper, and I think I only posted like 5 times. Like, it's great. Honestly, I love that. And that's a Japanese-based app, so. Yeah. Yeah. I also can't get anywhere with Instagram except for that one video. It's got like 27,000 views now. Can that translate to some other views that I have, please? Because that would be great. That would be bombastic. And then I probably should update my YouTube. So I created a TikTok compilation on channel, YouTube channel, and I got like decent views on that actually. I just yeah, but I haven't updated that in forever just because my computer got locked out again. I just don't feel like unlocking it. It's just so annoying every time I start it. It's like shut the F up, okay? Just shut up. And I said the next time it was gonna happen, I was gonna take it to Best Buy, and I definitely probably need to do that next week. Maybe. I'd say I feel like I was getting congested yesterday, but today I feel like a lot better. So thank God that wasn't really a bad issue. Also, I found my blanket hoodie thing. I forgot what it's called, but I bought it. I probably should look on Amazon and look at stuff. Also, I still haven't bought anything off of Amazon. I mean, off of Kohl's. I'm so happy with myself about that. I have not bought anything from there. And the only thing I bought from there was like pillows, and that was on January 5th. So, excuse me. So, February, March, April, May, June. Excuse me, so let me tell you something. On June 5th or June 1st, excuse me, I'll be buying some shit. So I got stuff in my checkout ready to go. Probably won't even be there by the time I actually shop. Wouldn't that be hysterical? Let me go to my orders because I know I bought that thingy like a while ago. Dun. I also want to type in hoodie and see what pops up. Also, I never use my damn weight and blanket either. Oh, I hated that hoodie so hard. I saw this really cool hoodie that I really, 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 really liked. And I got it in a 2X. It was like a short sleeve hoodie. And I was like, this is great. I love it. I buy it and it's like a 2X for a 4-year-old. It's like so freaking small. It was ridiculous. Oh, I bought the comfy quarter zip, oversized microfiber and Sherpa wearable blanket with a zipper, as seen on Shark Tank. That's what I got. The comfy. So, yeah. And then I got, yeah, that's what I bought recently. That was last year. Oh shit, that was a year over a year ago. Damn. And then the purple blanket I got in 2016. What? And the blue one? Okay. Nice. Yeah, I was so mad. Wait, so going back to the hoodie thingy, I don't even know if I even left a review because it was so bad. I probably should have. The fabric did not look like the freaking fabric at all. It doesn't let me even zoom in on this bitch or anything. We love that. Anyway, so I bought this thing. I loved it. I loved the color from when I was looking at it. And literally did not look the same color. It smelt awful. I love this as fits as expected. Freaking wear, bitch. It felt awful. I could not put it. It did not fit whatsoever. And yes, I am a bigger person, but like, goddamn, like that was ridiculous. I was so upset. So anyway, I obviously returned it. I don't know if I even did a review for it because it was horrible. It's number two in all athletic hoodies. Hell no. So every time I see this model wearing it, I was like, I'm not wearing that damn brand at all. So anyway. I'm reading some of these comments. It's actually kind of funny. I'm 215. XL small works on me. If you have any gut, I'm athletic, but not six-pack no more. I'm going two sizes up next order. I bought this. I have an XL small. Like, that doesn't make any. Okay. I would not buy that again. I would not do it. And I bought it almost 2 years ago. I was like, nope. Absolutely not, bitch. So anyway, sorry. So the Lexi Art men's fashion athletic hoodie, sports sweatshirt, solid color fleece pullover. That shit is not fleece. I don't know what fabric that is, but it's not freaking fleece. Bish, no. does it have like, I'm gonna go to my account and see if I can find my reviews or whatever. Probably, I mean, it's gotta be here somewhere. I guess messages? I don't weird. Huh. Sorry, I'm trying to find where I actually. Reviews. Dun, dun, dun. Orders, browsing, watch list. Membership, no. No. Dun, dun. go under this. Sorry, I'm like reading these. I'm just trying to find it. So I know like it asks for reviews and shit. I just don't know where it is. Okay, I need to go somewhere I left a review. But I usually don't leave a lot of reviews, like ever. Damn. I think I did it for something. I was like, eh, it's fine. Summer Triscuit biscuit. Okay, so I only. So when's the last time I bought myself something on here for myself? Besides the tile for losing my car keys. That was the 22nd. Okay, so I bought a book on the 28th of February. Then I bought. Okay, that didn't cost me anything, so I'm not counting those. So I bought some stuff. So I bought some paint on the 7th of January and a wax stamp thingy. On the 7th. I placed it on the 4th. Okay. And then I ordered spare on the 4th. Okay. So I bought some things on the 4th. Some didn't cost me anything, some did. So okay, that's great. Good for me. So only thing that really cost me something was probably the paint, which was the metallic acrylic paint, pearl turquoise. That's fine. Okay, cool. So yeah, I've been really good about it, because usually my shit be long. So. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, also, I need to go to 6 months because I still have not gotten my effing. Damn it. CDs that I bought forever ago. I bought it during Black Friday. That shit has problem with order. I haven't received it. Well, I'm gonna double check myself, and I'm 90% sure I didn't come in. I'm not 100% sure. I'm gonna wait a minute. I love that for myself. I'm trying to figure out, like, also, okay. Another shirt that I really, 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 really wanted. Didn't get it. And I was very effing. I mean, I did get it, but it did not flip an ass fit. And I was about to throw a bitch fit. For about it. Alice says I didn't buy it when I when the 1000% bought it. So basically with this shirt, it was like two fabrics sewn together. It was purple and black. I assumed it was all like the same fabric, but it was sewn so weird that I was like, you gotta be joking. Like it was not good. And it's supposed to say it came in as it described, that was not it. And someone said, like, I like the comfort of the shirt, but it wasn't my favorite. It was good enough to keep, though. And you gave it 5 stars. The quality of construction is well done. It was bigger than it says, but won't know until Christmas as it is a gift. Oh my God, this is so stupid. The sleeves are wide, but not like in the photo. It's so stupid. They still don't know that. What you're talking about. Okay, lady, go for it, Miss Ma'am. You look so happy. But yeah, I hated that shirt as well. It was disgusting. So the FRTCV men's short sleeve t-shirt, casual tops, tee, classic fit, basic shirts. No. Absolutely not. I would not buy again, ever. It was gross, and I did not like it. The Maze Cutter, that was actually a decent book. Then I bought, don't judge me, but I bought some smut books. I never read them. I haven't read them yet because, yeah, I'm like, I'm not doing that right now. I was like, I'm not gonna buy that right now. I'm not gonna read it right now, but I mean, I bought it, but anyway. I might read the 101 Dalmatian books, though. Yeah, might just do that. I also need to take my joint medicine. I really need to do that. Also, the six pack of the freaking compression socks, they had a weird smell after I washed them. It was also, I don't know why the F is like that. Write a product review. Where are all my product reviews? So I'm gonna do a 5-star review. Maybe. I'll save it for later, I guess. I don't know where my reviews are. Anyways, fine. Anyway, I need to get out of this because I'm gonna start shopping and I need to not do that right now. Need not do that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Okay, so I've been talking for 26 minutes and then I got into like 15 minutes on shopping. So let's not do that, shall we? That'd be great. So my goal today is to clean up a little bit and just trying to get some stuff together. I guess I can do. So my mom wants me to do this thing every week where I write down what I'm grateful for. So I might do that or something. So I'm gonna go, but I hope y'all, Oh my gosh! Excuse me. Oh my gosh. Excuse me. That cake is coming back up and not in a great way. So yeah, I'm going to start looking at some stuff to sell and what I can just get rid of because I don't want it in my space at all. So I'm gonna go. I hope y'all have a great day, evening, or night whenever you're listening to this. And I hope y'all have a great I'm really repeating myself. Have a good one. I'll catch you next podcast. Okay, bye.